It's been 6 months.
It has been 6 months.
Are we ripping the band-aid off? Are we doing this?
Should we? Are we ready?
Teased it enough. I think we've teased it enough.
Okay.
You definitely.
I'll give you the honors.
Can I ask the question?
Please
capital
ask
T.
The
or
question.
You want to?
No,
ask.
You go for it.
All right.
You started
I'm going.
This journey.
You're killing
him.
People right now. You know that.
Yeah.
You and Keith started this. Why don't you and Gordon finish it?
All right, Gordon. Where are we at, man?
So, got really great news. At the end of the day, like, I'm ready to be on the top of the tallest building in America and scream, "We built by."
Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live here at SCO 2024, and I'm pumped to be here because we had some breaking news happen while we were here, and Sid and I just could not pass up the opportunity to grab these two gentlemen, bring them on stage, do a podcast for you guys, the listeners. Thank you guys so much for being here with us and hanging out. And what I've got here is I've got Sid, obviously, here with me. Sid, if you want to say hi.
I was going to say, hey, how's it going, guys? Excited to be here. This is going to blow your mind. This is a story of passion and persistence that has peaked at SCO.
Heck yeah, it is. So, again, we can't wait to tell the stories. We're going to dive right in as quick as possible. I've got Keith. You guys probably remember, if you haven't, go back to that episode with Keith Savino where we talked about the buy button and the importance
Great
of that.
Great episode.
Great episode. Keith, you want to say hi and introduce yourself real quickly for those who may not know you?
If you don't know me, Keith Savino, I've been in the business about 37 years. And
you should know him, by the way.
Right.
You should know him. Yeah. Sorry, Keith.
That's all right. And myself, along with a lot of great volunteers over the years, some who've retired since then, I've been pushing for the buy button in personal lines in particular for probably 15 to 20 years now. So I'm really excited.
Since you Gordon, bring up the buy button, we got Gordon here if you want to introduce yourself.
Sure. So Gordon Kendall, I'm Director of Product Management here for the PL Rating product. I guess I'm really honored to be sitting next to you making this announcement because it's extremely exciting for the independent agent channel and where we're at today and the persistence of keep driving forward.
I think we all kind of feel that way. We're in the presence of greatness with Keith Savino here.
Preach.
And the cool thing is he's actually a humble guy. You know, I expected his head to be huge, but this guy is just really fun to talk to, and it's about passion.
Yes.
And as we talk about this has been a project that you've wanted for how long now?
Long enough.
Long enough.
Without counting the years. Let's say there's decades involved.
Right. And as you mentioned off camera and off air, the passion is still the same passion, if not more, as we've built to this point today, correct?
Oh, for sure. Look, in the 90s, someone could walk into an office and you could use manufactured rates, get an idea out of a manual, send somebody home with information and really be within spitting distance. And once we went to predictive modeling and folks started following things and raters became less raters and more data aggregation tools and save a lot of time, got to use them, quote the carrier 100% of the time now, reports, chargebacks, all the rest of it, it became so complicated we could no longer get that green button anymore. It's yellow. And the quest is for the green button. Mm-hmm. When I get a rate, I want to know it's bindable. That's what we're really talking about.
That's exactly right.
We want to know it's bindable. And we're just not there yet. But actually, hold on.
Wait.
I'm sorry, I don't want to take Gordon's sizzle. I was right there. I almost blew it.
Right? That's okay. We're excited. I think no matter where you sit on the debate of rater, not rater, like, does it work, does it not work, I think, like, as you mentioned, there's so many other uses for the rater other than to get an accurate quote. And I think so many people that say, oh, they're not accurate, I think it's more for saving time, saving keystrokes, being more efficient. As you mentioned, all the other things of collecting the data, getting all that information in your system with one time instead of having to type it a million. I don't think it matters the debate of, the system or not, or the rater or not. I think it's just a tool that we all need in the agency
world.
Yeah,
no, look, it's about not having to do things multiple times. It's about being able to aggregate the data. It's
100%.
It's in the marketplace that we were in the 90s where this many carriers was fine, and in the 2000s you need this many, and now you need like this many. It's a very different world than we were, and there's just no way to do the right job for your client without having those tools.
100%.
One thing I want to make sure doesn't get lost in this conversation, and by the way, everyone should go back and watch that episode because there is a deep dive on why this button is so important. But if you could quick cover, like, in 30 seconds, which I know is tough.
With Keith? Yes.
Definitely tough. Go ahead. Good luck.
The fact that this buy button gives the power back to the agent, it's not just about efficiency.
Mm-hmm. You said it. You want to return the power back into the account executive, the producer, the person who's working with the client, collecting the data and being able to do it without having to leave that core system. You want to be able to start and end in the system of your choice, right? And that's the idea 100%. Behind the buy button. I want to start here, I want to end here. The fact that there's a lot of transactions that occur behind the scenes, that should occur behind the scenes, right? And I want to feel a level of confidence that in what we're issuing is not going to change. And so we can avoid, you know, the solution that a captive might have where they're really quoting one system so they can feel pretty confident about that. The very strength of the independent agency system is that we can provide multiple solutions with multiple carriers that probably do a better job for the client the vast majority of the time, but that takes extra time and effort. And the clients have less patience for time and effort today than they had 20 years ago.
100%.
So it's even more important that we have the ability to turn the button green today so that we're really delivering accuracy to the client.
And what I find is fascinating is right now we just happen to be in a hard market, assuming when this, yes, we're in a hard market. But whether you're hard market or soft market, I still feel like this is important regardless of where you're at in the marketplace.
It doesn't matter. When it's soft, you need to learn how to sell.
Exactly.
When it's hard, you need to learn how to sell.
100%. Okay?
That doesn't change.
So regardless.
But what I do want to do is I want to be able to begin and end that phone conversation with the client and actually finish the transaction if possible.
Yep.
And, you know, with you being here, Gordon, I think a trust factor's got to be in there, too. And I wonder, you know, from your perspective on that.
No, I think that's really important when you start thinking about the independent agency and how, you know, you have the agents, you have the carriers, and you have the tech providers, and we all come together in this very unique spot where our part, the independent agent channel, is all built on trust.
Yeah.
Right, there's things that our agency partners are looking at us to build, as well as our carrier partners are looking for us to build, and we come collectively together and build a solution that actually solves problems within these agencies and with carriers that they want to write business with. And that's really where I see this unique opportunity come together, because we're saying, you know, from an agency perspective, I need to issue a piece of business. As a carrier's perspective, I need to be able to make sure I'm getting the appropriate data attributes to issue a policy that the premium is not going to change, right? And I'm comfortable with taking on that exposure, right? And that's really at the core of, you know, soft market, hard market. Where is this leading in trust? Here it is. It's this platform that we're putting out there so that both agents and carriers together have a level of trust on that policy that's being issued.
So speaking of trust, we made a promise to the market 6 months ago.
We did.
Which is a big deal. That's
it
a big deal to proactively come out into the, you know, come out to the insurance industry and say, hey, we're going to build this thing, and it's not been built before, but we're going to do it for the first time.
Yes, we did.
It's been 6 months.
It has been 6 months.
Are we ripping the band-aid off? Are we doing this?
Should we? Are we ready?
Teased it enough. I think we've teased it enough.
Okay.
We definitely.
I'll give you the honors.
Can I ask the question?
Please
capital
ask
T. Or you want to?
No,
ask.
You go for it.
All right.
You started this journey.
You're
with
killing
him.
People right now. You know that.
Yeah. You started this. Why don't you and Gordon finish it?
All right, Gordon. Where are we at, man?
So, got really great news. At the end of the day, like, I'm ready to be on the top of the tallest building in America and scream, we built Bind.
Woo!
Within PL rating.
Say that again now. Say that again.
We built Bind in PL rating.
Yes.
Okay. So
that's exciting.
And I've seen it.
we got it. Yes.
It's real.
You have a witness.
There's no vaporware here.
There's no vaporware.
It's not fake until you make it.
No, it's not.
It's real deal.
The workflow that we created had the agency in mind as well as the carrier in mind, built around trust and saying, hey, let's get these data attributes that are needed for an initial rate call. Let's go ahead and get them for a rate call to transition over to a verified rate, saying, hey, this is the rate that this policy is going to issue at, and it's not going to change, right? Because that's core in this whole entire process here. And then, oh, by the way, let's take a down payment. Let's get this contract out there, this insurance contract. Here are the policy deck. Here's the ID cards, right? Now, when we started this, you know, so many months ago, the concept of Bind and PL rating, I always use the term, it's a journey, okay? Yes, we're here today. This is a huge milestone. We're still on this journey together, right? There's evolution if we talk about Bind within a platform outside of a carrier. It's going to continue to evolve. We're going to continue to enhance it. We're going to make it so that everyone is comfortable with the policies that are being issued. It makes sense in the overall workflow, however that workflow might be within an agency or within a carrier too. We want to make sure that this experience that everyone is going through with a bind and PL rating, mm-hmm. we're comfortable with.
Okay, so.
So, you go ahead.
No, you go. I asked the question.
You did.
You go.
I'm going to interrupt both of you then.
Okay.
You guys can't decide who wants to speak.
All right.
Hey,
go ahead.
You know what this comes down to at the end of the day? Peer pressure, right? So
yep.
I can say that our teams that are working and see a list of companies that they believe will provide the solutions that the client needs. To be clear also, I want to make sure the carriers know, it's not always price that drives all conversation.
100%.
So that's key. So it's not about who, mm-hmm. that it's not about the premium line. It's about the green or the yellow button. And by the way, even a declination is okay. You know,
yes.
I always say yes is okay and a no is okay, but that maybe, that's the tough one, right? So now when you have three carriers that show up as green, and I'm not trying to hint at anything. So
yeah.
when you have three carriers that show up as green, and then there's a bunch that are yellow, I have to ask the companies who are going to appear as yellow, is that where you want to be?
True.
What do you want to
do? Well, that's
the
data
the green,
we can collect to let
right?
them know. This is where you've shown up.
Peer pressure, right? Mm-hmm. So I would encourage the carriers who may not have been engaged in some of these initial conversations, if they believe they have the potential, to engage in these conversations sooner than later.
True.
Because you all know what's going to happen with the pipeline,
yep.
right?
Oh, yeah.
First come,
oh, yeah.
first served.
Yeah.
Yep.
Definitely.
The race is on, man.
The race is on.
And this
good.
Is, you know, the other thing I throw out here, too, it's not a race to the bottom. So
no,
I'm so glad that
right.
you brought that up, because it's really not about that lowest premium wins, you know, and I think that's really the value where the independent agents come into play here, is offering products to the insureds that fit their life, their lifestyles,
right.
everything they're trying to do, right?
We're solving race to ease of doing business.
Exactly.
Race
100%.
To accuracy,
exactly.
confidence.
You're right.
So that when we give a client a proposal, we don't feel that now, before I can really trust that initial number, I've got to go through this extra step of the bridge over
yeah.
that's going to
well,
do that. This is inside of one interface, which is
well, that brings in that consultative approach that we want agents to have, to be able to talk them through, make adjustments there on the fly, be able to talk to your clients right there, that they're sitting in front of you or on the phone with you. You can be able to make those adjustments. And again, not about price, but about, you know, tailoring that coverage for them.
And that's really the great thing
Huge.
About this workflow that we've created, is that it's really has the user, you know, I always say it's the person banging on the keyboard, those keystrokes, it has them in mind, because it's saying, if I've got the right data attributes and I have the right carrier product, why can't I go ahead and issue this? You know, let's get it on the books, especially if the carrier, they've got a great API out there, that they are doing the underwriting behind there, they're running reports and everything, just as you would do in their system. You know, that's going to occur within PL rating now. Why can't we go ahead and issue this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it on the books, especially those risk types that are bread and butter,
mm-hmm.
you know? Let's get them on the books, let's move on. I always say in the independent agent channel, our competitors are the direct in the exclusive agents.
Yep.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we're able to help our agencies, the independent agents, write business that come out of those channels into our channel, we win together. We win together as a whole in the independent agent channel.
Absolutely.
Right. We're already the best choice for the consumer. We just need to make the process easier.
Exactly.
100%.
And this,
we get in our own way.
This is the
as
step.
As an industry.
Sure.
Right?
Yep. This is the step.
Now,
this is really the step.
Now we don't have to get in our own way anymore.
No.
It only
took 10 years,
yeah.
right?
All right, give or take.
Okay.
There you
yeah.
go. And Cigna had these conversations with independent agents. A lot of times they'll say now, we're not competing with the guy down the street. You know, as you
yeah.
said, we're
no.
competing with the direct-to-consumer. We're competing with those people that have that, they've been ahead of us on this. So
mm-hmm.
now we could be able to compete there and be able to help there. So I appreciate that a lot.
Guys. Yeah, you guys are amazing. We appreciate you both.
Yeah, you guys are amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So if I could channel, I mean, is this gonna, what's this gonna look like from, you know, if they already have the PL rating and they're already there, is it gonna be in the next update? Is it gonna be something?
So there's a lot of things that go into creating integrations too with carriers. While we've built it, right? That's the big message. We built it, it's out there.
It's there.
You've seen it.
It's okay? live.
It's live. Live in test environments, because we have to work with our carrier partners on this, right?
Yeah.
With bind and PL rating is asking them to come to us and say, trust us.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to ask the questions that you need to issue a policy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do all those things at your direction here, and we want to make sure that you're comfortable with this process.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, where I'm getting at to is that it's a UAT. type testing that has to occur. And it's going to be very, very involved, because along with issuing policies, one of the most important part about issuing a policy is money, right? You got to have money in a contract. So there's the whole down payment process that's involved in here, right? So this is a full issuance workflow with down payment, declaration page, ID cards, any other messages, documents that a carrier is looking for. We've got a vessel for them to present these to the agency right there. So there's a massive amount of testing that has to occur. So we're working with carriers very, very hard, you know, to get this integrations built out. I will say this, we're progressing quite nicely, which is always awesome to say. And we will be, it'll be very, very quickly.
Yeah,
very
it's quickly. Coming soon. It's coming soon. Yeah, so great. Well,
sooner than a decade plus.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're talking months now, not decades or weeks, actually. Yeah. Sorry. So, you know, look, the trust piece that you mentioned is really important. Again, you know, in the 90s, it was actually almost easier to write personal lines. Talk to folks, they'll tell you that, because they felt as if they were trusted. This re-empowers the independent agent in the process to begin and end the transaction in that one system. Yeah. And that ease of doing business allows them to be more competitive with those direct writers, but still retain the multiple choices and options that they want to offer to the insured, which right now in today's marketplace is hugely important.
Yeah, definitely.
So wonderful. I'm very excited. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes.
Buddy, this is awesome. Hey, we got a shout out also to Dave Acker, who
was
involved in this.
Mr. Acker.
Yeah, that's awesome.
For sure.
You know,
and many of the other volunteers, I'm sorry, and folks who have been passionate about this for years, too many names to mention. One day we'll just put like a scroll at the bottom of one of these podcasts, like the end of a movie.
We could probably make that happen.
I'll throw this out there too.
Take an Augie list from 15 years ago. Just publish it. You know, great.
I feel like up on the stage here, I'm jumping into all those people's shoes, and they're really big shoes. But I'm honored to have the baton right now. I think is.
It's all right, man. We all drink out of wells somebody else dug. The mistake is when we don't give them credit, right? And everyone in this business is drinking out of a well someone else dug.
Hey, you know what?
You know, so you're doing the right thing.
This is a great well to be drinking out of.
Yes, it is.
Awesome. It is. It's awesome.
Well, with all this excitement, Sid, we're getting the wrap up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
close I was going to say,
close us out.
Enough talk. We want to make sure that we show you guys what this looks like so you can see it too. Gordon, thank you for coming. We appreciate you more than we know. Keith, thank you for taking time out of your crazy schedule here at SCO. We appreciate you. And for all the work over the last couple decades, it means the world. We're here. Let's take a look at the bind button.
Debbie, why don't you quickly take us through what the bind workflow and PL rating looks like?
Thanks, Gordon. You can see here that I'm on the rate comparison page and that my test company has rated. I have the bind button available for the single carrier bind process. I'm going to go through first and go through the quote data to pick up anything that was required that hadn't been required during quote but is now required during bind. You can see I had odometer, I've got driver's license, and if I didn't have that 17-digit VIN entered, I would have had to enter that if the carrier required it. Here I've got specific questions so that these were not asked during the rate process, but they're now required for bind. As I go through and answer those, I will now come to the verified rate. This will show all of the underwriting and reports that the carrier used. You can see I have new payment options here. I have details and messaging. I can now go forward to my payment portal. Here I can enter the carrier payment portal, my credit card information, and quickly go through here. I get a payment successful message. I could have additional messages depending on what the carrier sends back. But once I go forward, it will bring me to my bind summary. showing me the policy number, giving me links to that carrier documentations like the declaration page or ID cards, along with any additional messaging that the carrier provides.
This is the Vertafore PL Rating bind workflow. Super excited to get this rolled out to everyone and can't wait.
Well, that was a great episode.
Amazing. It was an amazing episode.
I really enjoyed that content. Guys, if you enjoyed that content and you want more of it, make sure you hit the subscribe button.
Nah, dude. You got to tell them to crush it. Crush that subscribe button, guys.
All right. Whether you want to crush it, smash it, hit it.
Bop it?
Sure, we could bop it. Either way, guys, we don't want you to miss another episode. We enjoy spending time with you, the VIP.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.